Landowners. Yeah.
Mics are live.
We are now reconvened for the administrative portion of the meeting. It is 10:13 on, again, February 26, which I said earlier. So we have two items on consent. I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, we have four discussion items. The first is wind decommissioning, parental guarantee template, and that is
Mr. Hsu.
Mr. Hsu.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am just providing you the final draft of the parental guarantee. It's really not a whole lot different than our last discussion at all, just minor cleanup things. And I really just need a commission determination that this is the template that we're going forward with. So if we have a unanimous agreement on that topic, I guess we could just use this going forward with. And any modification would then be the outlier discussion.
Just to confirm, Jack, I don't have that one in front of me, but you left it without their requested changes that would have given them some, like, time frame by which they would have been specifically on the hook and then off the hook, right? That language is not included.
Commissioner Fedorchuk, that's correct.
Yeah. I'm fine with that. I think it's good.
I do, too. I think it's a good move forward. So what's the next step? Do we have to take an action to start using that? Or
just a commission direction. So I guess just agreement from all three of you.
This is it.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I'm fine with it.
And in the meantime, I have started with the self-guarantee as well, and that's been dispersed amongst the interested parties, and I've already received some feedback with no major issues on it. So hopefully we can move forward with that one in the next 30 to 60 days.
Okay. Next is utility cybersecurity. Steve.
Commissioner Fedorchuk and I were having some conversations, and I think this is an important issue for all of North Dakota to begin to look at what our utilities are doing in the areas of cybersecurity and seeing what their plans are, what we expect from them, just a general hard look at what our cybersecurity stance is going across the board. Now, I know we did have varying meetings over the last several years, but I think we need a more comprehensive approach. And in your packet, you should have, here, I'll just pass them across.
You have one in your folder, I'm sure, John, Brian.
That's just easier.
Quicker.
Connecticut has done some interesting work in that area, and they're generating some reports that I think are worth looking at. So I'm in the process of trying to get a hold of some of what they've been doing. I'm thinking maybe something on the order of a work session with the commission to see what process going forward we should use, but I think this is an important discussion subject. The other question that I may pose for you to think about is, this is an area where, as session winds down, maybe it's an area where we could engage part of ITD's security group as consultants on the project as well. So it might be a good project to have some interaction between the two agencies.
That Steve and I looked at the report that Connecticut has done. That's sort of thrown out here as a potential model for other states. And we were thinking, how did the commission have all the resources to do this? Well, they didn't. It was their state IT office. It took a big role in helping with it. So we're not saying that that report is something that we want to do or need to do. We're just, it just got us thinking about it and thought it was a good trigger point for us talking about how we should be thinking and asking and interacting with our utilities on a real methodical way in regarding cybersecurity.
Because it's not a matter of if we get hit.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of when and how bad and how well we recover from it. So I think it's a very important thing for this commission to be looking at going forward. And as Commissioner Fedorchuk pointed out, we don't have the resources to do it all on our own. But between us and the utilities and maybe some help from ITD, we maybe can.
So I think it's a great idea.
Work session, you think? Or should just the three of us with Steve and Matt or whoever, utility folks, or should we include ITD right away?
No, let's do it amongst us till we get something sorted out and then
okay. And
then move forward.
I have a connection in ITD that I've worked with a little bit. We actually went, and it's not the same thing, but we were at a Department of Energy workshop. I want to say, well, it was last summer at one. At some point, I want to say end of July in Minneapolis, but that was more about energy supply and what happens in the event of an attack. Then how do you move different resources around to make sure people still have heat and electricity or whatever it might be at the time? But I don't know. I think during the work session, just fleshing out exactly what parts we want to really zero in on, I think, is a great idea.
Well, and the commission has in the past participated in emergency services, desktop planning for different scenarios for if the worst happens, how do you deal with it? How do you recover? What's the impact? And none of those ended really on a real positive note. We do have some things that are concerning. So,
does Connecticut get to a level of setting any kinds of standards or requirements for what the utilities need to do for
cybersecurity? Not that I saw in this reporting. But I haven't gotten that far into it either, so.
Excellent.
The world's been a tad busy.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's get it on the scheduling then. And we'll.
But I do think that is something that, from the beginning, to explore, because, you know, it's one thing to enter into a discussion and, you know, urge, say, extensive cybersecurity planning on their part. If we come up with a set of rules or requirements or mandates of some type on the utilities, then we sort of take responsibility for anything that happens outside of those requirements, and I'm not sure we have the resources to do that. So,
well, and I'm thinking
I think we need to, you know, find out how far they went and use that as a guideline to how much we're following their path. But I do think it's a great thing to be discussing.
Well, and I'm thinking that primarily what we want to do is make sure that the utilities are at least taking a proper process when they look through theirs. I'm not sure setting standards for each utility would even be a good idea from our standpoint, because in our territory, the types of utilities and their different geographic and customer base makes it, you know, problematic for them to do all the same thing anyway. So
I can say with confidence in having talked to some of the utilities that they're all implementing programs internally, and the one challenge, but every challenge is surmountable, is just how much you can get or even want to ask them, because you don't want to have a blueprint out there that a lot of it winds up being protected information for obvious reasons. So I think it's a great idea.
Jack may have some comments.
Fully support it.
Security, keeping that information secure as well. So,
when we hit the work session, I think it's just a. Yeah. Well, I don't even think it's a point we'll have to cover.
There's quite a lot of thought that's been put into this through NARUC, too, with some best practices that we can pull from. And, I mean, some commissions have done the whole protecting the information, and others have chosen to be more generic, just asking the right questions, but not seeking specific information that would be some sort of a threat to security if we got it. So I think we can weigh how much we want to dig in and get, you know, into the nitty-gritty details.
Yep. Look forward to it.
So can we add that to scheduling then?
It is on scheduling, I believe.
Oh, good. Good job, Steve.
I had faith.
So, yes, we can.
Done.
Good idea.
Done. Okay, next would be the Hess Corporation Pipeline, Tioga Gas Plant, and a jurisdictional determination. And again, back to you, Jack.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We recently received a request for a judicial or a jurisdictional review of an 8-inch pipeline that goes from the Tioga Gas Plant, and it goes about 2,000 feet to the North Dakota LNG plant. And recently, if you recall, we changed our rules to include Part 193. That was due to North Dakota LNG LLC's liquefaction plant. Is that how I pronounce that, Pat? Okay, sorry. I haven't actually said that out loud. liquefaction plant. But that plant was found to be jurisdictional due to the line that Hess requested being found to be jurisdictional under Part 192. And so Hess subsequently came forward to us with a request saying, well, we want you to take a look at this for to see if this is jurisdictional. And right now our regulations, we run concurrent with what PHMSA interprets their regulations as. And so in this response, I essentially said that it has already been looked at by PHMSA, and they made a determination that you're jurisdictional under Part 192. And unless there's a clear showing to the alternative, we will just continue to administer our regulations concurrently with what PHMSA determined already. And this doesn't put them in a tight spot. They can still request an updated jurisdictional determination or review from PHMSA as well. And so I provided this to all the commissioners, and I am open to any sort of discussions you have on the matter.
So this is not a siting thing?
No, this is a
gas safety. And they were asking, tell me again what they were asking for.
A jurisdictional review. They essentially wanted a finding that they were not subject to Part 192.
For this?
For gas pipeline safety, for the 2,000 feet.
Okay. And we determined that they are. Why?
PHMSA found that they are.
On that 2,000 feet?
Right. In a separate determination.
Oh. Why was PHMSA involved?
PHMSA was involved because Dakota LNG came forward with a request for an interpretation of their plant and whether they're subject to PHMSA's jurisdiction under Part 193. PHMSA found that they were subject to Part 193 jurisdiction. And the reason they found that they were subject to Part 193 jurisdiction is because this pipeline is subject to Part 192 jurisdiction of the CFR.
So this pipeline goes from the Hess plant to the Dakota LNG?
This goes from the Tioga Gas Plant North Dakota LNG.
Okay. All right. And so North Dakota LNG is jurisdictional. So PHMSA said it was jurisdictional because of the pipe. So the pipe, PHMSA now says the pipe is jurisdictional.
That's correct.
I'm curious, why would they not want it to be jurisdictional? Would they change anything? Wouldn't they still operate under the same safety standards, I would hope?
Maybe Pat could answer that question for non-jurisdictional pipelines. I know they're still subject to a lot of safety requirements. Maybe they just don't want to be required to interact with the oversight. But, Pat, I don't know if you have any thoughts on that.
I don't think they indicated in their request why they don't want to be jurisdictional. So
I wouldn't expect that they would.
Right.
But just knowing your experience, why would they not want to be jurisdictional? What would you think?
Plead the fifth. No. There are requirements for record keeping if you are subject to gas pipeline safety jurisdiction. There are, there are requirements for record keeping, and there are there's a requirement on us to do audits. And, you know, all those things require resources, and so I don't know if the company feels those that's too much resource to.
I would assume that they've got a lot of other jurisdictional components to their operations that they're already doing for PHMSA, right?
There are some, yes, that they're
not a lot.
They are subject to PHMSA jurisdiction. A lot of it is because Hess is a processing plant. A lot of it coming to the plant, their plant, is gathering.
And does PHMSA monitor their plant at all? Do they have safety standards for the actual gas plant?
I don't know if they do.
Okay. But it does for LNG, the LNG plant?
Well, because the out of the plant is transmission. And so the LNG plant is part of the transmission system. And therefore, PHMSA
said... Because it's already been processed.
It's already been processed.
I see. Yep. So I wonder what they have to do with the plant. Okay. That's interesting.
So did I miss the answer to this in there, or?
Yeah, it's pretty roundabout.
I'm understanding that they decided that the plant is jurisdictional because the pipeline is jurisdictional.
That's correct.
But did they say why they found the pipeline to be jurisdictional? That if there was a clear answer to that, I didn't catch it.
Commissioner Crispin, if you look at most of the interpretations, they don't go into huge in-depth analysis and provide a whole lot of feedback. It's usually shorter than this letter. Actually, if you take a look at most of these interpretations, so they did just make that finding in that determination, the Part 193.
It wasn't. There's nothing mentioned about something that we did that they were following and saying, well, the PSC said it's jurisdictional, so now we're going to say it's jurisdictional, and that we're running a circle here and always.
It's quite the opposite. Actually, they didn't come to us with a request at all and went straight to PHMSA for an interpretation. They could have come to us and asked us to make a determination on that as well.
But PHMSA didn't say anything that relied on something that we had done to reach their conclusion.
No. And if we would make a determination, PHMSA still could do a review of that as well.
Yeah. So in the very simplest terms, we would view this as being jurisdictional as soon as it leaves the gas plant because it's processed and available for use by end consumers or whatever the law states. Doesn't really matter that it goes to the Dakota NGL for further processing.
No.
Once it leaves the plant, it's transmission.
There are a number of exceptions, but that is the general concept.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there is an exception for something like this? Like, if they had asked us, would we have said that piece to the North Dakota LNG is non-jurisdictional?
That's tough to say. We'd have to do a lot of data requests to make such a determination. There are exceptions that allow with, and I'm not sure if I'm using the correct terminology in the CFR, sound engineering principles, it can be demonstrated that this is being used as a gathering system that I think some regulatory agencies can make such a determination. I think in some cases they have, some cases they haven't.
Yeah. May not extend beyond the first downstream natural gas processing plant unless they can demonstrate using sound engineering principles that gathering extends to a further downstream plant. The rest of it doesn't make a lot of sense to me, I have to admit. But I think you could just say, yeah, maybe it will make sense to the lawyers that read it.
I already spoke with them.
Did they think it makes sense?
Well, I didn't give them this exact copy, but I explained what my thought process was with it, and they didn't seem to have any real hitch about it.
Okay. I'm fine with it, Jack.
Okay, thank you. And the last discussion matter is rescheduling our March 8th legislative meeting. Steve.
All due respect, that seems like a rescheduling, a scheduling matter, not a discussion matter.
Yeah.
So we're moving it to scheduling?
We're officially in scheduling now, right, Mr. Chairman?
We can move it to scheduling.
We can move it to
I believe that's a yes. I'm feeling a little pressure, so we'll move the rescheduling to scheduling.
Let's reschedule it to
Steve, please take over.
Well, actually, I'm not sure if it's rescheduling yet, but anyway, no. The issue is that you have a hearing that it looks like that entire day. So I'm wondering how we want to handle that legislative meeting. Do we go ahead and have the meeting without you? Do you want to take a break where you are and call in for it? Is there a...
I have a recommendation. How about if we... Because we can schedule outside of these administrative meetings.
Yes.
How about if we wait until Friday, because after Thursday night, we will get the legislative calendar that we build around that following week of the 8th, and we will see if there is maybe a good time on Thursday when there's no hearings that we need to be at, and we could have our legislative meeting then, or determine that we're going to do it late.
Monday.
I mean, Thursday's not a very good day because we don't have then the schedule for the following week. But maybe we'll decide to do it Monday or something. But I think this is a decision to reschedule that would be better made on Friday.
Sure.
Which Friday?
This Friday.
This coming Friday once the schedule comes out.
Schedule.
But, okay, but we still won't have the hearing schedule for the next week, so what difference does that make?
Well...
I mean, we need to know when the what the hearing schedule is before... to do it on Thursday, could we? Are they ever done that early? Thursday the 7th?
Well, we just wouldn't have that following week's calendar. So maybe that's a non-factor, and we want it the following week, and then we can just cancel this thing.
I think it would be tough to eliminate one potential option. I think it would be difficult at the hearing, given how long that they go.
Maybe what we do is... the staff makes sure that there isn't something right away Monday, and anything that is Tuesday or after, we can handle at a Monday meeting.
Frankly,
do a Monday meeting and schedule. The staff can send around the hearings list for Monday just through email, and then we can make those determinations by email on Friday the 8th, and then on Monday the 4th, first thing, we have a scheduling meeting for the rest of the week.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
I'll schedule one for 8:30 Monday morning.
Monday the 11th, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Then the utility cybersecurity work session.
That would be nice to plug in, if we don't have an informal sometime scheduled or something like that.
Is there a lot of, do you need time to work on this, or are we ready to have that most any time?
I think we can have it most any time. I can have the basics ready pretty quick. And
as long as we're here, why don't we do it on that Monday after the legislative meeting?
The 11th? Well, what if we have hearings that day, though?
Well, then we'll change it.
Good. I'm fine with that.
Works. Yep, that works. So the 11th at...
9:30?
That'd be before. That'd give us an hour and a half.
Oh. We're starting at 8:30.
Or 8:30. Yeah, 9:30 is fine.
Have we been finishing our legislative meetings in an hour?
We did last time.
The utility companies are all going to come in for this, and we're going to, if we're running late, I hate to not be able to finish our legislative meeting, and I also hate for them to have to sit here and wait a long time waiting for us. So I don't know if we want to leave a little.
We could have some cushion. Why don't we just move it to 10 then? And
yeah. That's not a bad idea.
Okay. Then, so we've got that. We've got the legislative meeting rescheduled. And the final item that I'm aware of, anyway, is...
Actually, I have one more, too.
I have one more.
Okay, so let's go next to the work session on NSP resource planning proposal, Pat.
This we had an item on discussion at the last commission meeting, filing by NSP at the end of the year last year, and proposing a North Dakota resource plan type of process. And so at that discussion, the commissioners decided to schedule a work session.
What about the 27th afternoon informal?
We could, or, I mean, is there any, would it work the afternoon of the 11th?
Boy, we're doing a lot that day.
We would, but.
It depends what your assignments are for legislation, I think, if that's a good time or a bad time for something like that meeting.
That of course can be said about the 27th informal too. Yeah.
So. It's scheduling around the unknown to some.
Well, let's
extent.
Just put it on there, and we can bump it to the 27th or later or whatever. Yeah. I'm fine with the 11th.
1 o'clock.
I'm okay with either one.
1:30. 1:30. Okay.
Okay.
And then you had one more.
Yes, the work session on, I'd like to get a work session fairly soon on the sound study that we're going to be receiving from the third party that we hired on Aurora. When do we expect to get that, Jack?
Commissioner Fedorchuk, I think I would have to have a conversation with Jerry about that. He's been more intricately involved with it than I have.
You're also going to need that response time. I don't know what you discussed at the hearing.
We discussed us responding to it first and then the company hearing us and then going from there. So they may not provide an official response depending on how much weight we're giving it.
Sure. The consultant indicated that it would probably be in this week.
Okay, so sometime next week. Again, I think we want to just look at it, get our first blush, kind of get our thoughts out there on what we're seeing and reading in that, and then we can move on with the rest of the considerations in that case. But I'm thinking next week.
Next week, the only day that would work for me would be the 7th.
Okay. 'Cause I'm pretty available on the 7th.
Commissioner Christman.
The only time would I, 9:30.
I can do the 7th. I'd prefer the afternoon than the morning at this time, but then the legislative calendar might change that too. But I can be here at either.
How about one? How about we said like one, could we say 1:15 or 1:30? I know there's, I have a noon event, but I can be back by 1:15.
Okay. I prefer the 1:30s if you don't mind.
The only thing is the 1 o'clock sessions, right. So it's less conflict with less potential conflict with hearings.
Yep.
Get a little bit more done while they're tied up, or with their sessions, I should say.
So March 7th at 1:15?
Yep. That work for everyone?
And like I said, my afternoon looks more open than my morning, but I can change my morning conflict.
Fine.
I'm curious of you two, because perhaps tomorrow morning. Well, I was thinking that tomorrow's the day we're gone, but no. On Friday, maybe we'll need to change this if there's a conflict. So I'm going to try and keep my day as open as possible. So
I think it's better to leave the mornings for hearings, if we can, for legislative hearings.
Yeah.
So the 1:15 is, we know they'll be in some sort of a floor session for a while.
Yeah.
We might have until 2 before there's any committee hearings.
I think it's a good time to try it.
Yeah.
And then on Friday, maybe we end up having to alter it a little bit.
Okay. A couple of staff people will be at procurement training on the 7th of March.
Okay.
It's an all-day thing.
Does that involve Jerry and Jack? Or Jerry, well, this would be...
It doesn't involve Jack, I don't think. I don't know yet if it involves Jerry. I'll be at the procurement training.
Okay.
And...
Were you asking as well?
Yeah. Adam will be at the procurement training.
Who?
Adam.
Okay, well, Pat, do you want us to pick a different time, or what's your preference?
I think if Jerry has signed up for this, it would be better to pick a different time, but I'm not sure he has signed up yet.
Is he here this morning?
No.
Is he out?
He's out.
Yeah, Tuesday. What about, let's leave it for now, and then we can go from there.
Yeah.
The other option would be like the 11th or we've already kind of filled up the 11th, but the 12th at 1:15 would be another option on my calendar.
That would work for me.
How about you?
Either is fine.
Yeah.
So if Jerry has a conflict, let's just go with March 12th at 1:15.
Is this for us to discuss, or is that contractor going to be calling in for it, or present?
Not present, right?
No, he's not. He wouldn't be present.
No. I think it's mostly for us to discuss. We won't be talking with him, will we, Jack, to the contractor?
Not unless you feel necessary to do so.
So we're moving it from the March 7th to March 12th, or
Let's just leave March 12th as a backup.
As a backup.
If Jerry is scheduled to be at that procurement training.
You'll let me know, Pat?
Yep, I will.
I think the five-day difference the company would. Probably like it quicker.
I'd like to get it,
And also, if there's something like really significant that we learn in that, it would be handy to know that on March 8th.
True.
And so, to me, March 7th would be a much better date if it's possible.
Yep. Okay.
One thing I will say is if you guys were looking at the consultant provide some sort of additional information aside from the report, the company should be there and available because you're essentially supplementing the records, so there should be the opportunity for cross-examination for the discussion as well.
Yeah, I don't think we're going that far at this point. We had a really pretty thorough discussion of the sound stuff at the hearing yesterday, so. All right.
Okay, so we're settled on that. And you had one more, Pat?
One more item. We have the One Oak pipeline siting case pending, and we're trying to I've been around already trying to get schedules lined up, but it's a little bit more difficult, appears. The first thing we wanted to do was a special commission meeting to adopt the notice of filing and notice of hearing. And if we can do a special meeting on the 1st of March, then we could have a hearing as early as March 28th. So I'm looking for, I know I've been around, Commissioner Fedorchak's schedule is more full than anybody's, I think.
I gave you guys a whole bunch of those dates as possibilities.
Perhaps I don't have all of them.
The 29th is not, but the 28th.
The 28th of March does not work for Commissioner Crosius, is my understanding.
Are we talking about the hearing or about first a special meeting to set a hearing?
I think we need to set the hearing first.
Okay.
Because once we pick the date, then we'll decide if we need a special meeting or not.
Correct.
That makes sense to me. Okay, so let's talk about the hearing date. Because I was looking for the 29th of February here. I thought we were talking about this week.
No.
I was having trouble finding it.
No sooner than
wait a year or two.
March 28th.
Okay, so what are the dates that you've got out there?
For you, I have April 29th and 30th.
And I was going based on what the company sent, right? Oh, yeah, in or mid-April, I'm at a couple meetings in for MISO.
And then after that, May 3rd, I had you were available May 3rd.
What was the April thing?
29th and 30th?
Yeah.
May 3rd?
Oh, so you have 29th or 30th works for either of these guys.
That doesn't work for Adam. He's scheduled for training. He'll be out of the office on the 29th and 30th, I guess.
Okay.
So and we're, you know, pretty far out. Are we holding up construction on this project? Or when we're talking about late April or even May, was there any opportunities the end of March or the beginning of April?
Let's go back to March again.
They didn't give us that many dates, did they? I mean, there were some mid-April ones that don't work for me.
In March, it works for everybody, most everybody for the 29th.
Who doesn't?
I cannot do that.
Oh. Let's go back to the 28th.
Okay.
I don't think that's an option, is it? Did the company give the 28th as an option?
Oh, it's not a great day for me. I'd have to move some things around. But
either would be okay with me.
So
what about the 27th? Oh, no, we got a commission meeting.
Let's go back to April.
Even if you have the special meeting on March 1st, you couldn't have the hearing before.
Why do we have to wait till Friday?
You could do it sooner.
I mean, sure. You could. It's just, just setting the hearing date, deeming complete and setting the hearing date, right? So
yeah.
We could have it as soon as the 26th, potentially, if we did it today.
Well, if it's the 26th.
We are meeting with One Oak either this afternoon or tomorrow sometime to talk about the filings, the information that's filed here.
It's on the calendar for today.
The 26th right. Won't work for me.
All right.
But I will say this. We're going around the 27th because of our meeting, and I hate as much as everybody else to change those. But if it means a month of construction, I would be willing to work on changing our meeting date.
And that would be a possibility, too. What's going on the first, second, third? That first week of April.
April 3rd would.
Mitch is not available, but he said that he would check out this other staff. Mitch.
Second or third work for me.
Third does not work for Mitch, you're saying?
Neither. None of them.
Not for Mitch, yeah. But he has other people that he could.
Brian
or somebody could do it, maybe. I mean, that first week of April looks really good for me.
Why don't we just try and make it on April 3rd?
April 3rd?
That works for everybody except having to switch Midge.
Hashtag switch Midge.
That seems like a good option. A month earlier than the other stuff they're talking about. Let's go for that.
Now we can schedule a special meeting.
And then if Brian, or I can't remember that lady's name that's helped us, Sarah, couldn't make it then, is the second an option?
Same issue.
For them. Maybe. So am I hearing that if they could get it done within their firm on the second but not the third, we would accept that too?
The second does not work for me.
Well, I have a SPP conference call on the morning of the 1st, but if it means a month construction difference, if they couldn't do the 3rd, but they could do the 1st, I guess I would say do the 1st then. Well, I don't know if how committed you guys are to that thing down in the
I'm not.
Memorial Hall, but.
Well, we can't plan a hearing around that.
Right. It would be different if it meant a day or two, but not for a month.
I'm available on the 1st, 2nd, 3rd.
I would like to not miss that SPP call, but if the 3rd just doesn't work out, I will. If the 3rd doesn't work, but the 1st would.
Commissioner Crosses, would you be available on the 1st?
I'd have to make a call.
Let's shoot for the 3rd. Let's see if we can get that one done.
And then in terms of, so we'll find out, we'll wait on to see if the 3rd works. And then if it works, what's the time frame we're looking at for a special meeting? Sometime this week yet?
Yes, that would be best.
Do we want to?
But we could go into early next week.
Tentatively pick a time this week, contingent on the 3rd working. Or we might pick another date as well. It doesn't mean we can't notice early.
Well, could we do that in conjunction with our tracking meeting?
I will be gone on Friday, but I can call in. I would prefer before 10.
Okay. Well, we...
Somebody's testifying from 9 to 10.
And 2108, and then...
No.
That's Jack, right? I thought. This on March 1st? I've got 2108. And 1471 in the Red River room. I don't remember what that one is.
But I think at 21, I think at 9 you have 2122 too.
Correct.
Yeah.
9:30 actually.
Well, what we have to have it by Monday or Tuesday? Is that when we'd have to have it, Pat?
Oh, it's all about the publication.
Well,
what I found was that
we could do it. What about the afternoon of the 28th?
Yeah, that would afternoon of the 28th would
after that 2009 or
well, then I end up with some of the same things as Brian on Friday morning. So let me look here.
1 o'clock? Before?
Noon.
Yeah, noon.
On Thursday the 28th, yeah. Yeah, noon or 1.
Yeah, that's right. Cool. Should we say 1?
I'd rather...
It's going to be like a 5-minute meeting.
Right, I'd rather go with noon.
Sure.
Then we've got... You know, whatever happens in the afternoon, you know, things will
that
pop cool. up probably. So noon on the 28th, and then, Pat, you're going to check on the 3rd, April 3rd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Any other scheduling items? Anything else for the good of the order?
Alrighty.
We are adjourned.
Scheduled out.
Scheduling is always so much fun.
Scheduling. I'm waiting
on
confirmation.
Honestly, we did used to have like 10 or 11 things on scheduling every week. We would spend an hour and a half scheduling. It was painful.
It was longer than the meetings took.
Oh, yeah.
Probably as often as not.
It was not fun. Oh, I hated that. Time to judge some chili. Stacy's favorite day of the year.
My chili did not turn out. I wasn't paying attention, and I opened up a can of diced tomatoes. First, I wanted to use the canned tomatoes, but they were at the other cellar. So I opened up a can of diced tomatoes, which normally would be fine, but they already were seasoned.
Yeah, that's good. Extra seasoned. I always use.
Just wrecked the karma of my chili.
Oh, what? Will be the